Nah, this recording. Right. No, it's back to recording. Right.
So, let me get this. Turn that on. So,
I got about 40 minutes and I gotta go watch these fights.
Right, so gotta go now. You recording?
Yeah, you recording.
Cool. So he started stealing my music in 2019.
Okay. Right?
And I picked up on it through the spirit because at the time, I'm young in this thing. In 2019, and I had a little time going back and forth with him, gaining and growing upward in spiritual strength because he's more advanced. But he don't know I'm Willie Chow. He looking at me like Willie Chow. He don't know I'm Willie Chow. I'm about to eat him. He don't understand. He does not understand because I've grown into a gift that Daddy had, and now I know about it. Oh shit. I don't know why that thing will never want to work when it comes to that, but at any rate, I've grown very strong in this thing, going back and forth with him, right? Because I was already strong, but then when Daddy died, because of the frequency that he vibrated on, because of where he was growing upward and so forth to, at the time of my birth, at the time I came from the stars and I came here, what he was growing upward and so forth to at that time of my birth, I was as strong as he was at that time. So I'm a baby. So I'm a baby and he knows what he knows. Right? And he knows what he knows. And this is why, like, when you said don't cut it off, because the channel stops sometimes, because it's like a spiritual. This is how I know I'm under spiritual attack. Another reason why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you asked me for truth. Let me give you truth. Here's how you gauge. You said, how do you know? How do you verify? Between two women, they are of the senses. They are aesthetic. Between two women, how they dominate. How they go into the arena to fight, they do that with scent. They do that with smell. Okay? So like, this is channel. This is you record. Okay, this is channel. This
recording. Alright, well I ain't gonna be here. Well, so I might chill here because again I think he might have sent somebody and they might be watching me between there and here, is what I'm saying. So you gotta feel me. You don't know where I'm at. So like I'm trying to catch you up to speed. Alright? So and I know you say you got 40 minutes, so I'm trying to hurry up in that regard. So you ask me for that, how do you know in that truth? Okay. Between two women, when they go into that arena for like, okay, you're like I the truth. When they fight for dominance, when they do their natural thing, they do that with scent. When when men do that, when between two men, when men do that, they do that with energy. Okay? Because women is divine feminine and male is divine masculine. But no mortal man incarnate in a physical body can actually have his divinity if he does not master the divine feminine and divine masculine while he's incarnate here. While you walk in this life, mm-hmm. like, and this is what they don't teach us. While you walk in this life, you're supposed to be mastering your divine masculine and your divine feminine. Okay. Your divine masculine and your divine feminine. Because it is when those two intertwine, it is then when you are a god. I experienced this one time before. I experienced marital bliss. It's called marital bliss when you're in a union. I experienced this one time before because I was in truth and she was in truth, and that's when they sent the spiritual police after us. That's when they sent the divinity scouts and stuff after us to come and test our connection. I'm channeling right now, man. When the boy is trying to get me, boy. Listen, because I ain't gonna be here long. So like that's like, we were in marital bliss for a time, and that's when they sent the spirit police after us, right? Come and test our marriage, right? When we fell, where she went, what happened was music that hit two places that are verifiable right now. I can show you, and I've shown you before. It hit in one place where it was like, okay, this guy has the music and this guy has the songs. Well, okay, so like this guy has the music. I sent you in your messages a song long time ago, back when this whole thing started, when I started dropping music before, right? Like when I started, like when Simone left, right? When I started dropping music before, I sent you a message with the song, and that song has some of how I wrote what I wrote in this song to put out. But anyway, you asked me, I'm trying to keep straight, right? They sent the divinity police after us, and that's when we broke up, right? And we've been going back and forth ever since, Scott, because Drake did this, because I was in marital bliss, and I was going growing upwards and so forth, and I was making music, and I was gaining followers and opposing him. So he did this with X. Right? So he found me in 2019. He found us in 2019, and this is another thing. So like we'll get to that, right? So like he's been going back and forth with me since he found me in Indigo. And when you listen, nobody knows this but me. This is a connection between us. Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual connection. Just like when you call, hey, can you pick this up from the store? Yeah, I'll pick it up. They go to the store, and then they come back with your stuff. Because you're connected through your will. My will is being carried out through this person, through the phone. Mm-hmm. So it's like, from me, I'm love. Like, I'm love for real. Because that's where daddy was in life when I came to life. That's not a thing that I'm saying. That's something I can prove to you. Because this is not anything that I'm saying. This is written in the stars. This is written in the stars. It's nothing I'm not saying this. Mm-hmm. This is verifiable. Like you asked me for the, I do have it with me here today. I do have it here with me today, and I am prepared. And I think, ooh, daddy, you key, boy, you be coming through, boy. listen, and put us in a place to empower one another too, because I don't want to be on no negative stuff, but I'm under attack right now. You gotta feel me, man. I don't want to be on no negative stuff with the family, but I'm under attack, and them boy won't ease up because they know I'm over there by myself, and they just cut me off from mama, so they trying to get me through all my resources. But you ask me how I know. Let me show you how I know. Me. I came to this place. This is my certificate of live birth. I came to this place at 11:11 a.m. on April 5th, 1994. When you go to the stars and you channel, I thought I had it. But when you go to the stars and you channel, you can do this by yourself. This part do by yourself. Go to, it's a place called astro.com, right? Just go, that'll give you a little snapshot, right? But listen, when you look at that, it'll show you life. It'll show you your life. They'll show you my life, right? So, like, you ask me for how I know. This is how I know, right? So, like, that's there, right? This.
Mm-hmm. You know how you got this name?
I know that.
How you get this name? How did Cameron Demetrius Jones come up? We know how Jones came up. How did Cameron Demetrius become? You know?
I'm gonna tell you right now. When I was born, mm-hmm. when you was born, when we were born, Mama had a natural birth. Like we came out through her naturally. Mm-hmm. When we came through her naturally, we was breathing through our nose for the first time, mm-hmm. because before we was breathing through the umbilical cord. And the umbilical cord is attached to the placenta. The placenta is attached to the uterine wall. The uterine wall is on the interior of the mother, and the mother is the earth. Just like this ground. So like when a woman is pregnant, when she get pregnant, it's why her sinuses are all bad, because she's the earth. Mm-hmm. And she's creating the body. Through the microparticles from the earth. Okay? So there's a natural birth that happens. At that time, there's also a what's it called? Maximum corpus version of you. Idiom sonus version of you that's created. It's a corporation. It's an entity. It's not real. It's on paper. Mm-hmm. So that is created and is validated. It's so like you are born. You ask me how I get this capital name.
No. I'm just asking who gave you the name Cameron Demetrius. Do you know who gave you that name?
What you mean?
Do you know who? Before you was born, mm-hmm. you know, you was in mama's stomach.
Right.
I said, what are we going to call him? What are we going to call this baby?
I asked mama.
Do you know who gave you the name Cameron Demetrius?
Yes.
Who?
So, hold on. Let me recall, because I asked her.
It was me. I named you.
That's not true. That's not
what she... 100,000% true.
When you talk, that's not what she tell me.
I'm telling you. I tell you, I named you Cameron Demetrius.
All right, well, listen.
That's easy to prove.
Well, hey, check me out. Where I'm at and what I know,
mm-hmm.
where I'm at and what's verifiable by every...
Like Ariel was named by...
check this out.
That we're not...
Check this out.
Deacon Jones is Godfather?
Check this out. Because you asked me something that's very important. We got to stay on.
Who gave you the name? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You asked me something very important.
That name, Cameron Demetrius. That's mama. Let's go Cameron Demetrius, Joe. Let's go Demetrius. Okay, I think I like that. All right. That's how you got your name.
I just asked for this question.
I'm
so,
telling you, that's true.
So check me out. Because we're on record. You asked her about the conversation we had. Mm-hmm. When we had it before, you know, you asked her what she said. She probably gonna lie to you right now. But, because...
Mama probably ain't gonna remember. But I remember clear as day. Oh, I remember. Man. Hey, mama, what we going? Well. Let's call him Cameron Demetrius.
Oh, well, that, listen, clear as day. And if I have my, and if that phone will turn back on, I will probably have that record too, because she's been off the hook for a little minute. So I'll go back and see if I got that, and then I'll be back. So like, I would like to not answer that right now, because I got that though. I got that. So like, because she's been off the hook for a minute. So I got that. I'll go back and I'll find it, and then I'll because we're connected again, and I know this is through the spirit. I'm gonna keep faith with this. When I come out of this channel, because I don't know how long this channel is, I got my stuff out here, so I don't know how, like, respectfully, I don't know how long I can stay, but the spirit got me over here, and that's, I respect that more than any man walking, respectfully, so, like, if you got the time, I got the time, I'll be here for a little minute, because you asked me something really important, and I want to give you a gift. I have it, I want to give it to you, respectfully. What you can take? Take it and apply it. What doesn't apply, take into consideration, because you might need it for a time. But take it all. It's my gift to you, as a token of let's come back together, right? That's gonna be my gift to you, because this is my life. This is my life purpose right here. I probably died doing this stuff right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, respectfully, while I'm here, because you asked, I'm gonna talk to you about it, right? Because I understand the question that you're asking, but the question that you're asking is from the world that they're trying to keep you a part of, that daddy was fighting so hard to get understanding that that's all I was at the time of my birth. And when I started to grow and hear his conversations with people that he would talk to, those seeds had started to sprout when he died. I was being taught for years 10 plus 5. I had been taught for years 10 plus 5, and he learned this. So he was teaching me,
mm-hmm.
right? So all I was at that time, all he was at the time, that's all I was as a baby. So like I was saying, all Londa was at the time of his, all Londa was at the time of her birth is a concoction of all what he was and all what she was, all her knowledge, all her truth, all her lie, all her favor, all her connection, all her hunger, all her drive, all her get up and go, all her sit down and sleep, all her strength, ambition, because this is literally when she is creating this placenta, dog. Okay, all right. Because you asked me this question, it's so important, and that's why they're trying to keep us, the men, disconnected from it. Because when we're disconnected from our divine femininity, dog, because he found this.
Mm-hmm.
He found this. So check it out. Everything, you asked me for the truth. He everything he was at the time, he was teaching, because mama told him, Cameron, the last one. So he had a shift. Yeah, a shift happened in him at the time, because they had a plan. They had a 5-year plan between children to have another child. Mm-hmm. But a time came when Mama told him, I'm the last one. So a shift happened in him where he was like, and he, even if you ask her, if you ask her this now, and I won't even tell you the rest of that. Ask her about that. If you remember, ask her about that and see what she tells you, right? But this is why I dropped this joint as hard as I did, because this is how he's squeezing me spiritually, and I'm trying to alert somebody because he got me cut off from everybody. Right? He tried. There's seven chakras. From the dawn of time, we've been manifesting this spiritual aspect in physical form. And like medieval times, they did it in jousting. Two men would get together and like knock each other off of horses, and two ladies would, I'm the fairest. In the medieval times, it was like, I got the fairest ankles. I think it was ankles was the standard of beauty. But at any rate, listen. That's how he's squeezing me, because he know that I got protection in the world that he's attacking me in, and he sent a death djinn after me. Okay.
Like, what was a death djinn?
You said, what is it?
No, what? You said he sent a death djinn after you. What was the death djinn that came after you?
You.
Okay. So, like, when you say death djinn to, like, try to kill you?
Yes. Now, listen. It was you.
Physically?
In the physical form, it was you.
Okay.
Now, listen. Don't feel whatever. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish what I'm saying before you feel. Let me get this whole thing, because the channel's back on. Let me get this out while it's connected. It was you, respectfully, right? And for your own, so you can weigh my countenance, and you can weigh my heart and truth, and what I'm telling you. Go to them tablets, test, and read them tablets respectfully. Read them and just see what they say. Just see, because this is where he was at. This is what he was doing. So respectfully, go read them joints, see what it say, and for your, respectfully, this is what he was doing. Go read them real quick, and then you gauge what I'm saying to you here, because I ain't trying to yank you nothing. I'm trying to keep it real with you. I wouldn't be here no other reason, respectfully. The reason why I'm here is to get, like, this conversation is helping me get that song, either get that song down or strengthen my position for the next move against this man who's squeezing me spiritually. And I think this conversation needs to happen because he's derooted me in a spiritual way, and I need a connection, because he just severed me and Mama. All right, so you gotta understand, like,
Do you think there's a difference?
A difference. Oh, go ahead.
Do you think there's a difference between Cameron and Caesar? Is it two separate, or is one's just the name and they're the same people?
What is difference to you?
Definition of difference is not the same. Like, so do you think that there's a difference? Like the difference between this and this, this is an SUV, this is a truck. They both gonna drive, but they're not the same. They have different capabilities.
I got you.
So do you think there's a difference between Cameron and Caesar?
For me to answer that question, like, are you asking me, like, do I think I'm a rapper? Like,
no, I'm just asking this. I'm just asking
so like, between Cameron and okay, Caesar. So like, realistically, got you. So like, I'm me, right? That's the best way I know how to put it.
You're who? Cameron or you Caesar?
I'm about to tell you. Okay. I'm about to tell you. So I'm here. And I'm walking around and I'm creating music and I want people in the world to do better things with their life, period. Just hear that. Mm-hmm. I want people to do better things in their life. Because you asked me who's Caesar.
I'm asking you, is there a difference between Cameron and Caesar? Between Cameron and Caesar, or is it the same people?
It's the same. Well, it's not the same. It's not the same. So it's not the same.
So what's the difference?
So like, there comes a time when you set aside childish things.
Okay.
Right? However, I'm here with what is called widely by society and deemed widely by society a mental disability, ADD, right? But that's not a mental disability. It's actually a superpower, for real. Mm-hmm. Really? It's just like the collective understanding of what a mental disability is what's being pushed to people. It's like, hey, that's a mental disability. So you can think when you see somebody different, You outcast them and call them weird so that they don't rise up and change the world.
I'm gonna tell you what the difference is.
You don't. Whoa. You gonna tell me what you think the difference is?
Okay, yeah, what I think. Just like you tell me what you think. I'm gonna tell you what I think, and what others who know you think too, because I've actually went out to this Indigo finding people
in 2019.
No, 2022, finding the people and talking to them about you, asking questions. I've asked a lot. That's not really the most important thing.
We're on record right now.
So are you gonna?
I'm a private man. We're having an interaction.
So here we go.
Are you not
the people that know you? To people who know you.
All right.
The common denominator was the same amongst everyone. And that word was darkness. Some who didn't say darkness would say negative. So in this sense, in this conversation right now, darkness and negative are synonymous.
Okay.
Some people would say dark, some people would say negative. I asked a lot about you because I wanted to try to understand Cameron and I wanted to try to understand Caesar. So I'm like, what is there a difference? Let me do my own little piece because this is my whole little brother right here. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know him like I should.
Okay.
So let me, I mean, I can talk to you, but let me talk to other people that know you.
Okay.
And let me get their perspective because they got opinions too. They're real humans. Well, they have their opinions that they can tell me and I can take it in.
Let me ask you, why you in that pause? Why you in that? Okay. Are we capable of having a conversation?
I'm trying to tell my piece, and I don't want you to stop me like you don't be wanting me to stop you.
I can hear you there. Go ahead.
Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Caesar is the energy inside of you that can, man, if he get on that mic, or he can interpret spirit, or that superpower, all of that, to me, is Caesar. It can be negative or positive, But in the past few years, the majority of people that know you associated with darkness or negative. Cameron does not have a grip of Caesar. Caesar has the grip on Cameron.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Herod, you give your truth, I'm going to give mine.
No, let's.
If Cameron get a grip of Caesar.
While that point came out, hey, no. Because listen, let's keep it fair, right? Let's keep it fair.
But we're not keeping it fair because when you
there was a break in the conversation. You got.
I'm trying to.
And this is
me do what I let you do, and this is why people be like, man, fuck it, because I can't talk, because he gonna keep cutting me off.
Now, respectfully, this is the imbalance that is created when the understanding of the divine masculine and divine feminine is not there. That is the understanding that Daddy had when he had me.
I ain't talking about none of that right now. I'm telling you my piece, and I'm trying to do it.
So what,
like, I let you tell your piece, but you ain't letting me do mine. And so that turns me off, because when I try to talk and give I give you the floor respectfully to talk,
you
don't do it back to me.
I got you.
And I'm sure it's probably like that with others. And it's going to turn people off and not want to deal with you. The same darkness that they were saying is, that's it right there. I can see why they say it. I'm just saying, if you're going to keep saying the word respectfully, well, be respectful and let other people speak as well. You got to do that. If not, it's like it's all about you. And you're not letting nobody else get their piece off. If you're going to keep saying respectfully, use the word genuinely. If Cameron gets a hold of Caesar, the world going to change for you, for the better. I mean, it's all in your hand. But right now, it's Caesar has a grip of Cameron. And this is why the things are the way they are right now. Not in the house, you know. Interpreting what you feel is Drake, the messages, whether they be subliminal or not, because Caesar has the grip. It's in control. The comment that you referenced earlier, you was like, do I remember the comment? I don't remember all the exact words, but I do know that I said, as when you, and I pointed the finger, because I was talking to Cameron. When Cameron can really get in control of Caesar, it's all the way over. It's all, and I know this. That boy gonna be dumb, and I know. But you, Cameron, gotta grip that guy.
So, got you. Listen. And a third time, for the record, listen, because this is now the umpteen time I've been on the record, because I go on the record every time I step in the front of the microphone, okay? I need you to understand that. That's why I have the microphone. Listen to me. Hear me. Caesar is the real. Okay? That is why I have a microphone.
Okay.
Because I have gone through the fire. My entire world. I was addressed and I was visited by Archangel Michael. In the same way that we have Eagle Globe and Anchors that come on top of these hats, that stand for honor, courage, and commitment, there are the seal of the seven archangels.
Cool.
Okay? My entire world was uprooted, turned upside down. I was visited. In the same way that Daddy was visited when he accepted his mission, when he left here.
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted my mission when I was called. So I'm here with a microphone. You say Caesar, and you're asking who's Caesar. I'm trying, and as you are, who's it? Respectfully, as you are, who's Caesar? I'm sitting here like, Caesar the real. Like in the same way I'm trying to give you me, I'm trying to give that to the world, because the whole entire world be asking me, who are they? Like that, Caesar never let up. Caesar the real, Caesar the shit with no deal. I'm just passion. Stay blessed, stay prayed up, stay failing for all that he was at the time that I was born.
and check it out. Listen, because you hear, oh, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, and you think that thing is some sort of funny note. What time was I born? I'm literally, I was born 4-5, and I know you, 4-5.
April 5th.
At 1-1-1-1, right? Now listen, where the moon was in the sky was a half crescent. 4-5 is April. April is 9 months after Daddy's birthday. I am literally a product of love between him and Mama on his birthday. Mm-hmm. From the stars. Because my birthday is 9 months after his birth. You gotta feel.
Wouldn't we all be products of love? Me, you, Londa, we're not products of hate. Is it fair to say we're all products of love?
Respectfully, you asking me? Yeah. You're Caesar. I'm not.
Caesar's a product of love.
So wouldn't I only be? I mean, that only applies to Caesar. That only applies to me. Does that apply to you? Wait, is that yours?
Because that's Cameron. That paper don't say Caesar. If you open that paper back up, that's going to say Cameron Demetrius Jones. It's not going to say Caesar. I asked you what the difference between the two, and right now you're telling me as if 11-11 was Caesar born. And that's cool, but that paper don't say that.
I understand that. So we're saying the same. So, like, they're the same thing. Just like these two things right here. They do the same thing. Because right, so but like Cameron and Caesar have merged at this point because I have been visited, I have accepted assignment.
Do you think that it's a fair statement to say, well, when I say that Caesar has the grip on Cameron versus Cameron have the grip on Caesar, is that, would you say that that's accurate?
I think before I go any further, because I think that those two cars that just came by,
those two what? They just,
oh, they be here all the time.
Them boys are always up and down.
You see them all the time.
Them and others as well. Them over them boys and dying.
But you see, like.
The two, it's a blue convertible and it's a tan color convertible.
And they ride tandem like that. And they ride tandem like that.
Normally on the. Okay. Yeah, it's the weekend. It's Saturday, so yeah.
I got you. But you gotta. This thing is real. You gotta understand me. This thing is real. I'm trying to give you. You are asking me, and while I'm here negotiating the stance thing with you, with like my position with the truth, and I'm trying to give you like, hey. I'm being real. Dog, I'm telling you, dog. Like, I what you want me to do? Show you my dick? Like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here, I'm out here real right now. Like, I ain't hiding shit from nobody. That's why I got me a microphone. You feel me? Caesar never let up. Caesar the real. Caesar this shit with no deal. Caesar give a fuck how you feel. Caesar a monkey for real. Because every step I take, the breath of the ancestors is in that. I am here to aid, assist, otherwise facilitate the growth, development, and spiritual awakening among humanity. That is my mission. I am in my North Node. So I got a microphone. Respectfully. Because it's like, people check like, man, who is this? Who is this guy? Dog. Because everybody trying, like, now I don't say everybody, but like, Drake, where he is, and Jay-Z and where he is and the position of power of men and powerful men in the world and men of and ambition and let me give it to you in a term that you would probably grasp better, right? Let me try to, because our worlds and there's levels to this thing, our worlds is different.
Mama says she loves you.
I love her too. I love all y'all boy, but you gotta understand, it's forces against us that Daddy became aware of. He knew for himself.
We know we can dominate them forces, right? Like, we literally can destroy them forces. The forces
now,
can't fuck with
now
me.
Don't go no further. Now listen.
Okay.
You know who else know that? That nigga.
So that's why he had to cut us off. Listen, dog, because I walk this. You got to feel me. Understand my position in this. If you want to dominate, you got to feel me. Because they try to, like, you got to feel me. Because we, how we set up and the why, but blessing, highly favored, I mentioned. I like, fuck saying it. I'm going to just play you the shit because, like, you think the shit I dropped is hot? You think that, like, I like respectfully, and I'm not here to push my music. I guess I'm here in the spirit to do this with you. Now this is through, all of this comes through the spirit. Name on the pad. So like that, like the bars in that is like, you got it is literally, how now I say it, man. Let me give it to you in a different perspective.
We're gonna have to probably wrap this up and maybe pick up tomorrow because I gotta go with my son and we got a fight that we gotta go watch. It's a All big right. fight tonight.
Well, check it out. I think, again, I'm being watched. So, it's dark. Normally, I would not be on the road right now. And if I were to go out in the way that I'm set up, what I know, and being shot out by J. Cole, some activists got so rich they probably wish we stay oppressed. That bar, that connectivity is because them boy done hacked my computer. That's why I got two of them now. I got two studios. Them boy have hacked me twice. I got emails set out verifiable. Like, we have been talking. That's why I shout this man out. Because Drake just put that joint out, Metro Boomin and Future just came after him because Drake did them the same way. Because Future had to started from the bottom, like, we from the bottom, man, we done worked and grind this thing, and Drake then came and bit them boy too. That's why Metro Boomin got the "we don't trust you" shit. That's against Drake. Now Drake's doing the same shit to me, and them boys peeping if they found me. They like, oh, this is the nigga you've been squeezing. Oh, so now they shouting me out, trying to big me up, but they can't say my name out loud because I'm not signed. You feel me? So like he's like, oh, this nigga hot too. Ooh, I'm about to squeeze the fuck out this nigga. I'm about to squeeze the fuck out of him. And then I'ma send all this spiritual warfare and this death that I'ma break it. And this is how this game is played out here. Now daddy had to accept mission because tell Cameron everything gonna be okay. Because at the time, at his birth, dog, I'm trying to tell you, dog, this shit is deep. This shit is fucking deep, nigga. I'm not playing. So it's like, dog, I'm not playing. So it's like, I woke up to it, like, one day, it all started clicking to me. One day, it just, like, and, like, it was around the time I had my first, like, it was, like, real, it was, this was real beef. Command was real beef. Like, and then, what I just dropped, The Drake equation, nigga, that's real. That's real shit. That's real. That's not fake. And here I am with you. This is why I'm saying, like, in through the spirit, I feel like I'm here. And that's why I say, like, do you see these cars all the time? Because, dog, like, you gotta feel me. These, like, dog, you don't understand.
Or, white boy?
I'm saying I don't be over here all the time, so I don't know. That's why I question and I ask. Because, like, I be seeing cars, like, the cars I do know, like, in the same way how, like, you, like, oh, I know them two white boys. I see them all the time. I be at the house all the time, so I don't see them two white boys. Right. But I know they be seeing, the cars I do see all the time, I be like, oh, this a new car. I don't see that car all the time. And at the window tinted, and it's slowing down. And then what's happening in music, with what's happening, with what's lining up with how I'm walking in this music joint, and how they squeezing, I'm like, I'm moving around because I know them boy trying to knock me off the map because they got enough already. I'm just alive still. They got enough already because Drake, so like, listen, Here's what happened. I started dropping in 2021. We had a conversation at the light. We had a conversation at the light. I told you this at the light, dog. And as a matter of fact, we was coming through the light. I was having a conversation with you. I was like, dog, mark my words. This is going to happen. I told you this at the light. We was in the truck. I don't know if you recall. Listen, so search your memory, search your soul. Listen, but we was back coming back here. I told you, I was like, because we was having another one of these conversations, and I was telling you, I was like, listen, I'm about to do this, and this gonna happen. I've done that, and this has happened. We here now, but because it's just me, my platform is small. It's like, dog, I can, like all the fire ass shit I do, dog, I can do some more right now. What's good? Right now. What's good? Where's that? Because I'm, dog, like, I'm showing up at your door with it. What's good? And they know that. But, and they like, and this nigga is not signed. Caesar never let up. Caesar the real. Caesar the shit with no deal. So give a fuck how you feel. But that shit shook the game, dog. 50 is talking about that right now. He got a thing on his page right now because Drake just dropped, because they know. He got a thing on his page right now with a little, girl, and he just dropped a little monkey thing, like, Caesar a monkey for real. So he's sitting there, he's like, Caesar, where you at? But they can't say that shit out loud because I'm not signed. Because they know, and that's why everybody going after Drake, because they like, man, you been, and you been tagging this nigga too, because they're going back and listening to his shit. It's like, oh, and you been tagging this nigga too. So that's why I dropped that shit right there. And then when you commented respectfully, I was like, he don't understand. I got to come and see him. Spirit sent me. Blah, out. We're here. We're connected. Now it's called divine timing. That eclipse that just happened, we let... Well, you don't understand, dog. But you getting... Because we coming together now. We was getting squeezed. But now he... Now it's getting unsqueezed. Because he's getting exposed. Now, because, like, I think
you should put together a project.
No, like,
exposing them, but like I said, you got to definitively show. You need to show.
It's there already. No. I'm saying, like, you're saying you have to definitively show. I've done that already. If you go back right now, and you see the thousand on. It's the right thousand people. I'm just not signed. That 1K could easily be 1M. Easy, tomorrow. It could be 1M tomorrow. Because the resource right there is knocking at the door right now.
I gotta get rolling, man. I gotta go table waiting and see this fight with me, man. But if you come back over here tomorrow, we can do this. I can talk all day. But I gotta get inside. We about to get out and buck these fights.
Go check it out. On record still, because I still got your phone.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel when I wake up.
Okay.
That ain't nothing. That's just.
Gotta keep going.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna feel when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But you had asked me about because I want to have something to come back to the table with.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked me about how I had You had asked me about. How my name was on them papers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also asked me about.
If Caesar and Cameron
is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You also asked me about the two trucks.
Well, no, I was using that as an example.
And I'm using that as an example too. Caesar and Cameron, same shit.
Okay.
Because they both, like, they same thing, right? Do the same. They do the same thing. They do the same thing to you. That's your logic, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's, so same thing. So I just want to make sure that, you know, that's why I'm coming to you like this. I want to make sure that everything is straight, because that's how I'm moving. That's why I got my microphone in this spiritual warfare thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the call that just came through with that joint. Need you, dog.
All right, I'm about to end it. I'm cutting it right now.